Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It still is amazing to me that people just don't want to hear the truth about what's going on with this man and what he's done and what he is going to be found guilty of. And in the face of all of these things, there are still people who are excited about them endorsing, you know, him endorsing them. You know, Tim Michaels is running around excited about a criminal endorsing him. How does that work for those of you who are in the listening audience? If I'm running for office, wouldn't you be careful about who you wanted to endorse you? Wouldn't it be counterproductive to have a guy like this? Why would you want to stand with a man who has the kind of character or lack thereof that Donald Trump has? Any advisor worth their weight would say, hey, man, run as far away from him as you can. Because you don't want to be associated with a philanderer, a liar, you know, a man who clearly has pleaded the fifth over 97 times. Why would you want to be associated with somebody like that? And with all things, if there was a just world, then people who would claim to be just people could not bring themselves to vote for somebody who would stand with that guy. But not those who call themselves Republicans or conservatives. And yet they want to point a finger at people who, you know, live in my community. Law and order. You know, there's enough crime everywhere. We're sick of crime. More police. We've got to have more. What is the clamoring? More police. We've got to have them. We've got to have them now. For heaven's sakes, they're breaking laws all over our country, and it's the most. Would say yes. There are people who are breaking the laws. But that should be for everybody. It shouldn't be that the bigger you are, that you get a pass on breaking the law. If there's any justice in the world, that should be equal across the board. And the little people should be clamoring for that to be so. Again, not just the little guy. I'm not in support of people breaking laws. But unlike Connor, I didn't fall down out of heaven. I'm struggling. You know, I just, again, for the life of me, don't understand these people who call themselves Republicans, call themselves conservatives, and then poke their chests out and constantly want to talk about what's right and what's wrong, and the Democrats are wrong. Man, open your eyes. Open your ears. You know, try doing a little thinking yourself. It's okay. I mean, it really is okay to be in charge of your own thought. Connor, man, you're a young guy, man. Can you imagine not doing your own thinking?
It's a lot more common than you think, Earl.
I know. You mean people not doing their own thinking.
Yeah.
I know.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I couldn't imagine just like letting other people, you know, politicians and such, just kind of manipulate and shape the way that you think about the world. That's something that's truly unique.
You mean
how you think about the world, your philosophy, the way that you operate. That's something that only you can control.
Yeah, and you know, man, and you know, and it just so happens that in this country, the country that claims to be the greatest of all, that happens more readily than I think it does in other nations. Because it's easy to let, I don't know if it's easy to let somebody else think for you. I don't know if that's easier, if that's laziness, or if that's just that you don't have the abilities, the capabilities to do your own thinking. I can't believe that's the case. You have your own brain, right?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe the people don't know how to use their brains.
I think it's mass.
Or laziness.
I wouldn't even say that. I just think it's like, that's how politics works. I mean, politics works on preying upon. I wouldn't say preying upon, but tackling.
No, preying upon is right.
Yeah, preying upon is right. But there's some politicians that don't have completely terrible intentions. But that's beside the point. Like, it relies on attacking core issues and what people find to be their values. And you have these people that are supposed to represent them. And so it's really, really fundamental. It's very fundamental to every individual. And so a lot of politicians, people acting in bad faith, can use that trust and then manipulate people.
So you're not born with values. Values are learned. They're taught.
Yeah. They're right? And the thing about it is, this is why I always find politics so interesting, because, you know, the idea is for politicians to be public servants and they're supposed to represent certain values. But, you know, I think people that would know best.
Public servants.
Yeah, public servants. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the people that would know best are people that actually operate in the public, the working class people, the individuals that keep the economy and the country going. So, like, and the fact you have like entirely separate people and their entire job is to represent values that people have that you learn from experience, I just don't find that to be rather consistent. And that's why I tend to stay out of politics a lot of the time, or just have like direct conversations with people about specific issues. Cause
well, you know, I've always been one who was engaged in the body politic, going back to when I was a young guy in the civil rights era, and so you had no choice but to be involved in politics because of what was going on at that point in time as a young guy, and your eyes were open, or a young person, and you saw what was taking place, and you knew that behind all of it was politics. And so there were always people telling you how you should think and what you should do and all those things, but the people who were saying that weren't people who experienced the experiences that you had to experience.
Yeah.
So listen, we've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.